Now, when Jesus was about 30 years old, he began to gather around him a team of close followers. And they went around the countryside and they were telling people about the way that God rules in the world. Now, it came time for the annual religious festival, and they were going up to Jerusalem for this. And when they got there, they went into the temple and they saw people selling all kinds of livestock, cattle and sheep and doves, and these were to be used in the sacrifices at the temple. And they also saw people that had set up a table, and they were exchanging the money. They were exchanging the everyday currency for the currency used in the temple. And when Jesus saw this, he was very disturbed. And so he went and he got a rope, and he took that rope and he made it into a whip. And then he took the whip and he drove all of these people out of the temple and all the animals that they were selling. And he went over to the table and he flipped it over, and all of the coins and money were scattered everywhere. And then he went over to the people that were selling the doves, and he told them, "Get these things out of here. Do not turn my father's house into a place to do business." Now, the religious leaders saw this, and they came and they confronted Jesus, and they said, "What right do you have to do this? And by whose authority are you doing these things? And if you say that your authority is from God, prove it with some sort of a miraculous sign." And Jesus said, "All right, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it again." The religious leaders scoffed, and they said, "No way. It took years to build this temple. There's no way you could raise it again in just a few days." Now, during the rest of the festival, Jesus did many miracles, and as a result of these miracles, many people believed that he was the promised king.